she put out in the first week in office about 8, 10, 12 agency review, wants to review programs, border security, cybersecurity, disaster response, information sharing, a whole list of things. She, today, at the before the House Homeland Security Committee, she actually gave an update on some of those. There were not a lot of specifics, but some highlights, including DHS is considering a future assessment of all intelligence sharing efforts within the agency to reduce duplication. They're working on a process to give DHS officials risk analysis information to improve their decision making. And she's also meeting with several other cabinet officials, those that obviously are in place or already, to improve coordination, cooperation. And this includes, in very specifically, the intelligence community. So there's a lot of stuff going on, not a lot of specifics yet. Based on the way she was talking and the testimony she gave and the Q&As that went back and forth, I'd say we're still about 3 to 6 months away from really getting some really programmatic changes, some really programmatic visions of where she's going to take it. But I'll say, it's the first time I've ever seen her kind of do her thing in front of Congress. I mean, this is the first testimony.
This was her first big one.
But she did well. I mean, she there was some good humor. Even the Republicans didn't just try to go after her. There's one kind of joke about the full body scanning. Sure. And one guy said, you know, I got an artificial hip, and I would love to go through the full body scanning. They should have a I don't care line. And that made everyone laugh. And she responded with, well, we kind of have a I do care line, so you do go through it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of that back and forth.
So, but you did get some idea of the areas that that will be her top priorities, right?
She did. She you know, you could tell through her answers what she's really focusing on. I mean, everything's a priority, but so one of the biggest areas is information sharing with state and local governments and really making those fusion centers, which is where the state and local law enforcement track terrorist information, right, is really focused on law enforcement information, making those better. In fact, Congresswoman Jane Harman from California urged Napolitano to name a former policeman or woman as the head of the intelligence and analysis component of DHS to ensure that information is getting to the right people at the state and local level. Her complaint is it's not so much that the federal government's not pushing the information down. It's okay, once it gets down to this, who gets it? Is it the cop on the street that says, okay, I need to be looking for something specific because that could tip me off to a future terrorist attack? So I thought that was really interesting. She offered some insights about the administration's cybersecurity review, the 60-day review that's going on in the White House. This is the first time an administration official really talked much about it. She said they're looking at areas such as intrusion detection, intrusion response, as well as reducing the number of internet portals, which we know that is the Trusted Internet Connections Initiative, or TIC. And that was kind of interesting. A lot of the members of Congress brought up cybersecurity, but they didn't really ask questions about it, which I thought was a little strange. They said, this is important. We are paying attention, but I want to talk to you about this.
Right.
So I thought a little bit of disconnect. And finally, she talked about privacy a lot. DHS, I think it was last week, named a new chief privacy officer, Mary Ellen Callahan. And Napolitano says, hey, she starts in about a week and I already have a pile of work waiting for her. Yeah. So those are some of the issues that she really focused on that she brought up time and again.
And one of the things that we've been following here on Federal News Radio, one of the many, collective bargaining rights for TSA employees, something that they've been fighting for quite some time. What's the latest on that?
Well, it seems like she made some pretty, what I thought, significant news. You know, Congressman Peter DeFazio asked her about giving TSA employees collective bargaining rights, and her response was, we are going to, our general counsel at DHS is reviewing this. We're going to look at the statutory authority that I have, the policy that we have in place, and we're going to have a decision to this. And this, you know, this is a much different response than the
Not just no.
We don't think it's necessary. It's not important. But, you know, this is something that the Bush administration was very much against. And I spoke with Colleen Kelly, the National Treasury Employee Union's president, and she believes, you know, she's very excited about this. And this is a good sign. Napolitano has the authority, she believes, to give TSA employees collective bargaining rights immediately. But NTEU is also pursuing them through the legislation so no one can ever take them away. So I think there's a lot of good signs pointing for TSA employees getting collective bargaining rights.
And you mentioned that sort of lawmakers often ask to all sorts of areas. What other areas did they focus on?
They were really all over the place. This was great in some ways.
Ask areas that are specific. The TSA facility in my district isn't, you know, something
correct
like that.
Correct. But they, you know, they talked about Mexico and the threat of drug violence coming from Mexico and how you're dealing with that. They talked a little bit of border security and Project 28 and the fence. But a couple of the areas that really, you know, I guess I want to say matters to our readers is the discussion around FEMA, whether that should stay in DHS or not. And that came up a number of times, and each time she kind of deflected it. She said, well, listen, I haven't talked to President Obama yet about this, but she made a really interesting point. She goes, you know, no matter where TSA is, it doesn't really matter.
It's FEMA, wherever FEMA is.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes. Yep. Wherever FEMA is, it doesn't matter. It's all about leadership.
Right.
So I thought that was really important. She talked
about... Which sort of is an indication. We've had some signs that they're sort of, they don't want to separate it out right now. They want to sort of make it a try.
And most of the Democrats, I think, were down that path, what you just described, Chris. I think the Republicans were less specific. They were iffy. Real quick, I know you were running out of time. The Transportation Worker Identification Credential Program, TWIC. That she gave us a progress report on that. About 920,000 cards have been issued to all the ports, except for about 8 or 9. But the problem is those 8 or 9 ports, some of the largest in the country. So LA, Long Beach, for instance, they're still going down that path.
Timeline? Do we have a timeline?
I don't remember. I want to say they still are on schedule for later this year for the completion date, but I have to go back and check that. And then real quick, committee jurisdiction, congressional jurisdiction over DHS. Obviously, those committee members of Homeland Security wants everything to be around their committee. Napolitano didn't really offer any opinion, but she did offer some mind-boggling stats. Real quick, last session, 269 hearings involving DHS, 126 in the Homeland Security Committee in the House,
holy
111
my.
In other authorizing committees, and 32 with the Appropriations Committee.
Wow.
Yeah. So that alone shows you just how much time DHS has spent preparing to testify. And her comment basically was, hey, if we had fewer hearings, we could do more work.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Let me do my job.
Right. And more tomorrow, right?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive. And we also have Benny Thompson, the committee chairman, on for a live shot.
Right.
So we're going to have a 2-4 tomorrow on DHS. So, and of course on federalnewsradio.com.